Chapter 11. Frail as Butterfly Wings.
If I come up there, am I getting punched in the face? Someone called.
Depends on the face, I replied, hand to my sword. And who's attached to it?
Saviour of the Empire, came the reply. Slayer of a forever prince. And some would say, a dazzling wit and beauty besides.
Doesn't sound like anyone I know.
It was past night's deeping, and my watch had been quiet. The cold was blade sharp, but my vodka kept me warm, cheeks flushed, feet and tongue numbed. I'd heard Dior coming, of course, boots crunching up the snow-clad slope. I'd smelled her too, but the bottle I'd demolished thankfully kept most of my thirst at bay, and the rest of it so repulsed me that I shoved it back, slammed the door inside my mind, cursing it and myself besides. Dior drifted now out of the dark, wrapped in the coat I'd gifted her, eyes shining above the scarf about her face.
What are you doing out of bed? I growled.
Thought you'd want a rest.
Sleep when you're dead.
Thought you'd want some company then.
Grumpy prick.
Lighting one of her black cigarettes, she leaned against a rot-riddled ash beside me.
Seen anything?
Saviour of the Empire, slayer of a forever prince. I frowned at her.
Those smokes are a good way to ruin your dazzling beauty, by the way. And as for your so-called wit... Dior flipped me the fathers.
Bastard.
You realise I take that as a compliment, no?
The girl gave a weak chuckle, and I a weak smile in kind. And settling into thoughtful silence, she sighed a lungful of pale grey smoke.
I could tell she was searching for words. Some magical combination of consonants and vowels that would set this aright. She might as well have been searching for rain in a cloudless sky.
I'm sorry, Gabe, she finally sighed, about Aaron and Baptiste. I know you loved them. I know you'd give anything to...
She hung her head, and again my heart sank at the thought of my brother's fates. But it wasn't her shoulders that deserved the weight of them.
It's not your fault, Dior.
Of course it is. Please don't pretend you're an idiot, Gabriel.
I never pretend I'm an idiot. Those days I sound like I know what I'm on about, that's when I'm pretending.
The girl refused to smile, jaw clenched.
Saviour of the Empire. My arse.
Oh, ye of little faith.
You're one to talk.
Touché. But I'm not totally bereft since I met you.
Not sure why.
She scowled, breathing smoke like some dragon from a child's tale.
You say I'm supposed to save this place, but it's worse than ever. And each night, more...
Have you noticed the way they look at you yet?
She blinked.
Who?
The little ones you saved from that cage.
I nodded to the hovel below.
Those children just lost everything, Dior. But when they look at you, the one who risked all to save them, I see a spark in their eyes. It's a tiny thing, frail as butterfly wings. But it's the foundation of everything to come. It's the gift you're going to give back to this empire.
What gift?
I shrugged.
Hope.
She squinted at me long and hard.
How much have you had to drink?
A skinful, I grinned.
Still not enough to lie to you, though.
Turning to the howling black, the girl dragged on her cigarette. I could see the tension in her frame, the weight of the dark around her, the road before her, the blood inside her.
Where the hell are we going to go, Gabe? We can't just abandon these children.
Way I see it, we have two options.
All ears, you may consider me.
I breathed deep, looking into the wailing night. To the north I felt the shadows of the Godsend, and south, the ravaged wastelands of Oswey. Eastward, the bitter bleak tundras of Nordland awaited. But northwest I could feel it, a tiny flame in this dark.
First option, I sighed, We all seek sanctuary in the barony of Leon.
Dior raised an eyebrow, whistling smoke.
Still can't believe your grandfather's a baron.
Some folk just get born with Angel Fortuna's lips on their cocks, don't they?
Anytime you want to trade boots, Lachance, you just sing.
He's still alive?
Far as I know.
I scowled, shoulders hunched against the chill.
I've never spoken to the old prick. He cast my mama out when she fell pregnant with me. But our young charges will be safe in the House of Lions. She's a city fort on the coast. Good limestone walls. Garrison of 1,000 men. Harder to get inside than an Ocean princess's chastity belt.
I need to meet an Ocean princess,
Dior smirked.
Always up for a challenge, me.
Not many left these nights, by the sound of things.
She nodded then, smile fading.
And our second option?
Lachlan takes the children, and we continue on to the Nightstone with Selene.
You think he's in the mood to do you favours, after the chat you had?
Dior's gaze turned sour.
That was a very handsome face you just tried to kick in, you know.
I scowled, pawing at the blood in my stubble.
He's had worse.
I think you hurt his feelings.
Lachlan's feelings aren't exactly top of my list of priorities right now, Dior. His blade at your fucking throat is.
I'm not sure he'd do that. I mean, he doesn't seem the type.
And Chloe did.
Her face fell at that, looking to her feet as she breathed grey.
I know you want to see the best in folk, I said gently, but there's none more fearsome in their faith than sinners redeemed.
Lachlan O'Craig was a boy raised in hell, Dior. It was my hand that saved his life, but the Silver Order gave that life purpose. And though I love him like a brother, once he learns what I did at Saint-Michel...
You mean what you did for me?
And would do again. I squeezed her hand. 1,000 times over.
Dior dragged on her cigarelle, breathed grey into the awful rising chill.
Phoebe is pressing me hard about heading to the Highlands. Her folk are gathering soon for some big festival called Wintermoot. The leaders? Regan? Someone? Old She?
Dior shook her head, sighing grey.
Anyway, she says I need to meet them.
Regan Moore. Old Sith. Warmaker and Peacebringer. Every Highland clan has a pair of them. All power up there is shared, see?
They don't have kings or emperors.
Once, I shrugged. A warrior named Ailey the Bold was the last. Stormbringer, they called her. She was a dusk dancer who united the Highlanders about a century back. Led an army into southern Oswey. Conquered near half the country.
Why only half?
I winced, rubbing my stubble.
A silver saint assassinated her at the Emperor's command. That's one of the problems with queens and kings, Dior. The greatest suit of armour is only as strong as the buckle holding it in place. The Highlanders have been at each other's throats ever since. There's three bloodlines up there, dozens of clans. Phoebe's kind are known as Leofwil, Catkin. Then there's Velfwil, Wolfkin, and Urfwil, Bearkin. And they all get along about as well as you'd expect a pack of hungry carnivores would.
Bloodlines.
Dior raised one brow.
All the stories I've heard about dancers said you have to get bitten by one to become one.
Horseshit.
I pulled up my sleeve, revealing the still bleeding bite marks in my forearm. Dusk dancer claws and teeth can end a vampire quick as silver. This will leave a scar that'll last the rest of my days. But their curse is passed parent to child.
Phoebe called this the time of blighted blood. You know what that means?
No clue. But blight and bullshit aside, the trek from here to the Highlands is seven shades of savage. And dusk dancers loathe silver saints.
I'll follow you to the end, Dior. You know that.
But if you've any desire to avoid my brutal fucking murder, maybe we should give the mountains full of bloodthirsty heathens who hate my guts a miss.
If we're at least bringing Phoebe with us?
I raised one brow, noting her shift in tone. Made an impression, has she?
Dior shrugged, all innocence. Smarter to have her on our side than in our way.
She's too old for you.
The girl blushed, pawing her hair down over her eyes. No harm in looking. What did she mean, anyway, when she said there's a toll to pay for the dancing she does?
Her claws, her ears, her shadow. The more a dancer takes the shape of her beast, the more the beast leaves its mark on her. Eventually they lose themselves to it utterly, trapped forever in the skin of animals.
How do you know all this if dusk dancers are so rare you've never actually met one?
Remember when I told you to give reading a try? The soldier arms herself in the smithy, Mademoiselle Lachance. The Empress in the library.
Dior rolled her eyes.
The right book is worth 100 blades.
Well said, my young princess.
I glanced at her sidelong. Stubborn. Impulsive. Too soft-hearted for her own damn good.
Speaking of advice you don't listen to, I couldn't help notice you risking your narrow arse out on that ice today when I told you not to.
You've got very good eyes for a man your age.
I'm serious, Dior. I know you're keen to prove yourself, but you're too...
Gabe, I'm not afraid of these bastards.
She turned to meet my gaze, fire in her own.
And I'm not some wide-eyed babe with her thumb in her gob and shite in her pants. 17 years in this hole, I've learned how to take care of myself.
I thought you were 16.
It was my saint's day 5 weeks ago.
Why the hell didn't you tell me?
I was inside a horse at the time.
Oh. Well, I shrugged. Happy saint's day, Mademoiselle Lachance.
She scoffed, smiling at me through her mop of hair.
Merci, chevalier.
I patted my pockets, coming up empty.
I don't have a gift. What the hell do you get the saviour of the realm, anyway?
My voice softened, then faded entirely. Standing taller, I peered into the gloom, my whole body tensed. Dior drew breath to question, but I held up a hand and, wisely, she held her tongue. Sobering swift, I drew Ashdrinker into the dark.
I was dreaming about the flowers, roses of red and bells of silver. Do you remember why they could call violets violets, Gabriel? Weren't they blue?
Wake up, Ash, I whispered. We're company.
Invited?
The other kind.
Oh, delightful.
Though she knew not what troubled me, Dior was still all business, stubbing out her smoke and drawing her silver steel dagger from her sleeve. I nodded out into the wood, finger to lips, and crouching low, the pair of us stole through the black. Dior was quiet as an empty coffin, a knack she'd learned as a pickpocket in La Chame. I was no slouch on the sneak myself, and I was too well practiced to be stumbling after a single bottle of vodka. And so we moved, wraiths wending through the dark, off toward the sound I'd heard. It was muted under the howling wind, but still unmistakable. Slow, shuffling footsteps. We slipped through dead and twisted trees, fungal blooms glittering like ice sculptures about us. I could hear it clear now, and Dior could too, the girl's grip shifting on her blade. And skirting west, past rotten oak and elm and ash, the corpses of kings that had ruled this little wood in brighter days, we finally found the source of the steps.
Wretched, I breathed.
Just one this time, standing in a small clearing, shrouded in falling snow. I knew not if it was a straggler from the Divok attack or just a rogue, wandering the wood alone. But either way, it was more trouble we didn't need. It had been young when it was murdered. Mid-twenties, maybe. Lank hair was plastered to its skin, marbled with a web of dark veins. It was naked as its first saint's day, right arm hacked off at the elbow, probably a soldier in life. There were hundreds of those among the foul blood ranks, young men wounded on the battlefield, drained to death by the cold bloods they fought, and if they were unlucky, rising thereafter into hell on earth. We were upwind, side by side, safe as castles. Dior shot me a hopeful look, pointing to herself and making a stabbing motion. But I was hardly going to let the Grail of Saint Michon get into it with a cold blood after only 2 weeks of sword practice. I gave no shit if it was armless, toothless and chained to an iron post with the target painted on its arse. I shook my head. No. Dior held up a single finger, disbelieving. There's only one. I glowered harder, putting my 3 years as a commander of the legions of Emperor Alexander III, not to mention my decade as a father, to work in my scowl. No, young lady. Dior scowled right back. You're not my papa, old man. I could see the sharpness in her eyes, honed on gutter's edge and alley stones. It was true what she'd told me. She'd been looking after herself half a lifetime before I stumbled along. And I wondered, what the hell was I training her for, if not this? I breathed deep, sighed long. And finally, I tossed Ashdrinker through the air. With a fierce grin, Dior snatched the blade in her hand, gazing at the figure on the crossguard with admiring eyes. Testing the weight, her eyelids fluttered as she listened to the silver song in her head. I knew she was in safe hands. Ash and Dior had put an end to Danton Vos together, after all, and a bond ran between them now, deep as oceans. The cold blood was still sniffing the air, its back to us, filthy hair whipping in the wind. Skirting the clearing's edge, I checked my wheel lock, cracked my neck. And with a glance to ensure my young prentice was ready, I stepped out to distract her foe. What happened next played out over maybe 3 or 4 seconds, but in truth, it had changed the rest of our lives. Oi! Twat goblin! The wretched world, as I shouted, quick as winter chill. Dior was already dashing at the cold blood's flank, Ashtrinker raised high. But as a gust of wind whipped the hair back from the monster's hollow cheeks, my belly froze into a knot of oily ice. Its face was that of a thing long dead. Pallid, rotten, wasted. But down its brow, across its sunken eyes, I saw a thumbprint smeared in fresh blood. And as it glanced at Dior, charging toward it through the night, its lips split in a ragged grin. There thou art. Ashdrinker fell like the hand of God. The wretched didn't even try to defend itself, dead flesh parting like water under the girl's blow, a swift north wind strike from the arsenal I'd shown her. As it toppled in 2 pieces, smoking and scorched, Dior skidded to a halt in the bloody snow, gawping at the sword in her hands in near disbelief. And glancing up at me, she grinned in triumph, squeaking loud as she dared. Sweet bloody mother maid, did you see that? The girl danced on the spot, twirling ash in her hand as she leaned down to crow at the sundered corpse. Eat every inch of my shapely arse, you ugly f— 7 martyrs, I hissed. Dior paused her victory celebrations, glancing up at me. Eh? My heart sank down into my boots, guts crawling up into my throat. I knew we'd be setting foot into the wolf's den as soon as we left the bounds of Saint Michon, yet a foolish part of me had hoped the wolves might not track us so swift. But looking to the dead woods about us, then back to Dior's wandering eyes, I drew one shaking breath and spoke with the fury and fear of a man who had the fate of the entire world cupped in his shaking hands. Fuck. I glowered about the darkness. I stared down at the corpse. Face!